Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The police in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, released to the public two videos, recordings of the moment just before officers shot and killed 43-year-old African-American Keith Scott. This has become a controversial incident that has aroused national attention and sparked demonstrations in Charlotte and other large American cities. Kerr Putney, the police chief, spoke to reporters.
I have decided that we're at a stage where I can release additional information without adversely impacting their investigation.
Ray Dodge is Keith Scott's brother-in-law.
What we know and what you should know about him is that he was an American citizen who deserved better. That is our position, and it should be yours.
Protesters have been rallying daily in Charlotte, showing their disagreement with the way police have handled the aftermath of the shooting. Demonstrators did gather in other U.S. cities to show solidarity with the Charlotte protesters. Speaking at the dedication of a new U.S. museum devoted to the history of African Americans, President Obama said their history is central to America's history, dating back to the country's founding.
That African American history is not somehow separate from our larger American story. It's not the underside of the American story. It is central to the American story.
At times brushing away a tear, Mr. Obama pointed at the highs and lows of being black in America, including his election as the first black president. The National Museum of American History and Culture officially opened to the public Saturday in Washington. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is appalled by the chilling military escalation in the war-ravaged Syrian city of Aleppo that witnesses say is spearheaded by Syrian forces and their Russian allies. Walid al-Mualim is the Syrian foreign minister. He said the people of Syria are combating terrorism on behalf of the whole world. He said every time the Syrian army kills another foreign terrorist, it spares the lives of many innocent people who could have died in a terrorist act. Meantime, a grouping known as Save Our Syria organization has warned that no truce will hold in Syria as long as Syrian forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad and the Russian allies are permitted to bomb, starve, and torture Syrian civilians with impunity. United Nations says intense airstrikes against rebel-held areas of Aleppo have left 1.75 million people without running water days into one of the heaviest sieges of the war. Militants killed 12 people in a gun and bomb attack in the northern Iraqi city of Tikrit, with the Islamic State later claiming responsibility for the violence. IS seized Tikrit in June of 2014, but the city has largely been spared the attacks that have plagued other parts of the country since its recapture last year. Meantime, monitoring preparations by Iraqi forces are underway for them to retake Iraq's second city, Mosul, from the Islamic State. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon said the operation could start within weeks.
The forces to liberate Mosul are being assembled now. The operation to encircle Mosul, to begin the siege of Mosul and to liberate it, is going to begin, I hope, before Christmas.
U.S. military officials say IS militants are trying to build up an already intricate network of defenses in preparation for the looming battle for Mosul, though many of the moves look like desperation. In U.S. politics, Democratic Party nominee Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump are largely suspending their campaigning ahead of Monday's presidential debate. Each will meet later today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a key U.S. ally in the Middle East. By the way, VOA will have live coverage of the presidential debate on Tuesday at 1 hour Universal Time. And finally, African elephants and rhinoceroses are the highlighted subjects of this year's meeting of members of the Global Wildlife Protection Treaty in South Africa. Meeting got underway. Hundreds of protesters were out for and against that issue.
That's the latest world news from VOA.